Welcome back to the Crypto Daily. Today we're diving into a legal battle brewing between the SEC and 18 states, alongside rising institutional interest in crypto.
It's a fascinating clash. These states are accusing the SEC of unconstitutional overreach in its crypto crackdown, arguing that the agency's actions stifle innovation and displace state regulatory efforts. It ties into a larger debate about federalism and the appropriate level of regulation for this emerging industry.
Indeed. The lawsuit claims the SEC is unfairly targeting crypto firms without establishing clear rules, creating uncertainty, and potentially harming the U.S. crypto sector. This comes as institutional investors are showing growing confidence in crypto, with 57% planning to increase their allocations, according to a recent survey. It's a paradox, isn't it? Increased institutional interest alongside increased regulatory scrutiny.
Absolutely. It speaks to the underlying value proposition of crypto. Institutional investors see the potential for long-term growth despite the regulatory hurdles. This also highlights the tension between fostering innovation and protecting investors. The SEC is walking a tightrope, trying to prevent fraud and manipulation without stifling the industry's development.
The timing of this lawsuit is also intriguing, given the recent introduction of a bill in Pennsylvania to create a state Bitcoin reserve. It seems the states are pushing back against federal oversight and exploring their own approaches to crypto regulation and adoption.
Pennsylvania's move is a significant development. It signals growing acceptance of Bitcoin as a store of value and could pave the way for other states to follow suit. This could create a more fragmented regulatory landscape in the U.S., with states competing to attract crypto businesses.
This legal battle and the increasing institutional interest in crypto are definitely stories to watch closely. They will likely shape the future of the crypto industry in the United States. Moving beyond Bitcoin's surge, several altcoins are vying for attention. XRP's potential to become a trillion-dollar asset by 2040 is a hot topic. What's your take on its real-world utility versus the regulatory hurdles it faces?
XRP's cross-border payment solution is compelling, offering speed and cost advantages. However, the ongoing regulatory uncertainty, particularly the SEC appeal, casts a shadow. Reaching a trillion-dollar market cap requires a 23% annual growth, a feat I find unlikely given the competition and market sentiment.
Chainlink, despite being down significantly, is touted for its role in asset tokenization and AI integration. How substantial are these growth drivers?
Chainlink's involvement in the burgeoning asset tokenization trend, projected as a multi-trillion-dollar opportunity, is a definite plus. Its integration with AI to tackle data fragmentation in financial services further strengthens its potential. However, the timeline for these trends to fully materialize remains uncertain.
Shiba Inu's price prediction paints a less rosy picture, with some analysts foreseeing a significant drop. What's driving this bearish sentiment?
Shiba Inu faces increasing competition from newer tokens, particularly those with stronger utility and innovative features. This, coupled with its inherent limitations as a meme coin, contributes to the negative outlook. Investors are shifting towards projects like Wallet IQ, which offer AI-powered solutions and enhanced security.
So we see a mixed bag. XRP grappling with regulation, Chainlink banking on future trends, and Shiba Inu facing headwinds. The crypto market's dynamism certainly keeps things interesting. DeFi Technologies just posted impressive Q3 results, with year-to-date revenue exceeding $112 million and net income of $71.4 million. They're also launching a new initiative, CoreFi Strategy, inspired by MicroStrategy's Bitcoin playbook. Olivier, what's your take on their performance and this new venture?
Their profitability in the current market is remarkable, especially given the bear market hangover many companies are still experiencing. Their strategy of focusing on regulated digital asset access through Valor, combined with the acquisition of Stillman Digital for enhanced trading capabilities, seems to be paying off. As for CoreFi, it's a bold move, essentially betting on the growth of Core and the BTCFi sector. It'll be interesting to see how this leveraged approach plays out, considering the inherent volatility of the crypto market.
DeFi Technologies aims to increase Valor's ETP offerings to 40 by year-end and a staggering 100 by the end of 2025, while also expanding into new markets. Is this overly ambitious, or do you see the demand justifying such rapid growth?
It's ambitious, but the demand for regulated access to digital assets is undeniable. Their focus on emerging markets like North Africa, Asia, and the Middle East is particularly smart, tapping into regions with high growth potential. The key will be navigating the varying regulatory landscapes and ensuring they can maintain the quality and security of their offerings as they scale.
Their DeFi Alpha strategy, generating significant returns through arbitrage, also stands out. Is this sustainable in the long run, or are we looking at short-term gains?
Arbitrage opportunities can be fleeting, but their continued success suggests they have a robust system in place. The integration of Stillman Digital should further enhance their trading capabilities and potentially uncover new arbitrage opportunities. However, market conditions play a crucial role, and a significant shift in market dynamics could impact their returns.
Shifting gears, let's delve into some legal battles shaking the crypto world. First, the Bitfinex hacker, Ilya Liechtenstein, has been sentenced to 5 years for laundering Bitcoin, now worth a staggering $10.5 billion. It's a landmark case, highlighting the long arm of the law, even in the decentralized space. What are your thoughts?
The Liechtenstein case underscores the evolving legal landscape surrounding crypto. While the initial hack occurred in 2016, the subsequent money laundering efforts ultimately led to his capture. It's a clear message that law enforcement is becoming increasingly sophisticated in tracking crypto transactions, and the notion of anonymity in the crypto space is becoming more of a myth. However, the Roger Ver case presents a starkly different scenario.
Indeed. Roger Ver, an early Bitcoin advocate known as Bitcoin Jesus, is facing potential extradition and charges related to alleged violations of cryptocurrency regulations. There's a growing movement advocating for a presidential pardon, arguing that the charges are politically motivated and could set a dangerous precedent.
The Ver case raises serious questions about the application of existing financial regulations to the nascent crypto industry. His supporters argue he diligently sought legal counsel and acted in good faith. If his actions are deemed criminal, it could chill innovation and deter legitimate actors from participating in the crypto space. It's a crucial test case with far-reaching implications.
And then we have the WazirX hack in India, a significant exchange breach resulting in a massive loss of digital assets. The alleged lack of cooperation from Liminal Custody, the firm responsible for securing WazirX's wallets, adds another layer of complexity to this story. It raises concerns about the security infrastructure surrounding cryptocurrency exchanges and the responsibility of custodians in safeguarding user funds.
The WazirX incident highlights the vulnerability of centralized exchanges, even those employing multi-signature wallets. The alleged non-cooperation of Liminal Custody underscores the need for greater transparency and accountability within the custodial services sector. It also reinforces the argument for decentralized exchanges and self-custody solutions, allowing users greater control over their digital assets.
Shifting gears, let's talk about Playnance. They've just launched Playblock, a Layer 3 blockchain designed to eliminate gas fees, a major hurdle for Web3 adoption.
This is a fascinating development. Zero gas transactions are a game changer, especially for microtransactions in gaming and DeFi. Playnance's approach, leveraging Arbitrum Orbit and Gelato's rollups as a service for Playblock, suggests they are prioritizing scalability and speed, aiming for up to 40,000 transactions per second. That's ambitious.
Indeed. And they're not just stopping at the blockchain. They've built a whole ecosystem around it. Playnance Studio for game development, Playnance Bridge for asset swapping with zero fees, Playwall, a decentralized wallet and dApp store, and a partner network. It's a comprehensive approach.
The integrated ecosystem is key. It addresses the fragmented nature of the current Web3 landscape. The Playnance Bridge, powered by CoinsExchange.com, could be a significant on-ramp for new users, simplifying the often cumbersome process of entering the crypto space. The USD-pegged stablecoin, USDP, also adds an element of stability that can be attractive to those wary of crypto volatility.
It's a bold move to create a whole ecosystem from the ground up. The success of Playblock will depend on attracting developers and users. The EVM compatibility is a smart move, allowing developers to easily port existing dApps to Playblock. But the real test will be whether they can deliver on their promises of speed, stability, and a truly seamless user experience.
Absolutely. The Web3 space is becoming increasingly competitive. Playnance's focus on user experience and ease of use could be a differentiating factor. However, they'll need to demonstrate the real-world utility and value proposition of their ecosystem to achieve widespread adoption.
Let's discuss Unitronics Corp.'s newly unveiled cryptocurrency portfolio strategy. They're aiming to provide simplified access to the crypto market for their shareholders.
It's an interesting move. Packaging crypto investments within a traditional corporate structure could attract investors wary of directly managing digital assets. It's almost like a crypto ETF, but tied to company stock.
Exactly. They're emphasizing a balanced approach, combining established assets like Bitcoin with higher risk, higher growth DeFi tokens and stablecoins. They mention using AI and professional oversight, but the details on their algorithms and risk management strategies are still somewhat vague.
Transparency will be crucial. Investors will want to know precisely how this portfolio is managed, what the fee structure is, and how Unitronics plans to navigate regulatory uncertainties. The safe harbor statement in their press release highlights the inherent risks involved.
Indeed, it's a novel approach, but the devil is in the details. We'll need to see more information about their execution and performance to assess its true potential. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to the Crypto Daily Show, and we'll see you next time.